Hi, and welcome to Living is Easy. I'm John Petrozzi, and today I'm very happy to have Jackie Newcombe on the show. You may know Jackie as the Angel Lady. She's appeared on TV and radio for many years, helping people to discover more about themselves and more about the afterlife. And Jackie's written a new book, which is called Dear Angel Lady. Hi, Jackie, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for asking me.
Jackie, can you tell us a bit about yourself and what it is that you do?
Well, I'm an author. Dear Angel Lady is my ninth book, so wow. I've been quite busy over the last few years, as you can imagine.
Been busy, yeah.
I also write for several magazines. And what I love about the work that I do is that people, when they meet me, they say, oh, you're so normal, Jackie. So I like to write about angels and people's afterlife experiences, but I do it in a very down-to-earth, straightforward, normal sort of way with no frills. So people share their experiences with me, and that's what I work on. It's all about people's real-life experiences.
So are you a medium, or do you speak to angels? Is it mainly your angels that are your specialty?
I like to think of myself as an expert on the phenomena rather than as a psychic.
Yep.
Although, I mean, I don't give psychic readings or anything like that. However, I do have a lot of mediumistic type of experiences relating to my own family.
Mm.
So I think the experiences that I have, I write about them all in my book, so I'm sort of quite happy to share that with my readers. But obviously, I think, you know, angels don't want me to be giving readings. I think that's not what I do. I see myself more as a teacher and an expert, perhaps more than a medium.
Okay. So what is it about your family that you've learned?
Oh, gosh.
Where do you start?
So much.
Yeah.
So much. I mean, I have a lot of the experiences that I have come in dreams. So I'm really one for, my family call them my funny dreams. And I have visits from either angels or spirits. Sometimes they're my own family who are deceased, who come to me in dreams, particularly my dad. My dad, lost my dad 2 years ago, and he's still a regular visitor in dreams. He comes and sort of gives me messages.
Mm.
But I'm not the only one in the family. My sisters, I have three sisters, and my sisters also have the same sort of experiences. And several of our children also, so obviously my dad's grandchildren. Dad also visits many of his grandchildren as well. So it seems to be something that runs in the family. A lot of us have the same sort of psychic experiences.
I wonder if your dad or relatives had those experiences also when they were living.
My dad did, just not until sort of very close to the end. I mean, he was interested in the work that I was doing. I think, you know, he was probably my biggest fan, my dad, bless him. And he did read some of the work that I'd been doing, and he was very interested, but hadn't really had sort of anything much himself to experience. And then one night when he was very poorly, he found himself floating out of his body.
Mm.
And he had what we call a classic near-death experience.
Yeah.
In that he saw his grandfather and one of his aunts, who was sort of beckoning him and saying, you know, basically, we're ready for you, or, you know, heaven side, we're ready for you. You can come now. My dad sort of said, you know, no, thank you, I'm not ready yet.
Mm.
And my dad was very sort of aware during this experience, and he said, you know, I know what I'm going to do. He said, I'm going to fly over to see Jackie.
Oh, nice.
So he literally flew out of the hospital in his spirit body. He flew all the way to my house, as if he'd been driving in the car. He actually took that route, flew all the way over to my house. And at the time, I was sitting in bed reading, and my dad could see me very clearly reading, sitting up in bed. And my husband was downstairs asleep watching the television. And the next day, when I went in to see my dad, Dad was very excited, and he said, "Did you see me? Did you see me?" And I said, actually, I'm sorry, I didn't. And he was very disappointed, but he said, but where was John? Where's your husband?
Mm.
And I said, he was asleep downstairs. So it seemed to verify that he actually had really been in the bedroom, he'd actually see me sitting in bed reading. I did tell him off, though, and told him it wasn't polite to visit a lady when she was asleep in bed.
Jackie, here's some encouragement.
That was his only experience.
Oh, that's great. How did you sort of come out of the closet, if that's the term?
Oh, goodness.
Well,
I was watching a television program here in England many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And a lady was talking about her experiences with an angel. And the television had a lot of the viewers ringing in and asking questions.
Mm.
And it was so popular, this particular show, that they invited this woman to come back the following day. So she actually did 2 days on the show.
Oh, wow.
And I think the only other time that they'd done that was when the British Prime Minister had been on the show sort of many years ago. So it was quite an honour.
Yeah.
And there wasn't a lot about angels and things in the UK at that time. People, it's not something really that you could find any information about. And when I was watching the television show, I had a bit of a sort of a flashback, a memory of when I was about 5 years old.
Yeah.
And I was on holiday, and I had an experience where I got into difficulties in the sea when we were on a holiday on the beach vacation with our family. And I got into difficulties in the sea. And I remember thinking that I was going to drown. So even at five, I was aware that I could perhaps drown.
Mm.
And I could feel myself being pulled out to sea. And as this happened, I had a sort of an experience where I felt a presence with me. I mean, I always think it would be sort of better to have the Hollywood version of the story where I could say I saw a sort of, you know, 20-foot angel or something. But, I mean, it didn't happen like that.
Yeah.
I didn't see a tower in it. I didn't see anything,
mm.
unfortunately. It's a shame because it would make a better story, wouldn't it?
But that's okay.
I did have a feeling that something was with me, and I did hear a voice, and the voice told me that they would help me back to the shore.
Wow.
And I remember as I got out of the water, fairly quickly afterwards, I mean, I did have to sort of work at it a bit, but as I got out of the water, I realised that the sort of the swimming aid that I have with me, like a sort of a blow-up ring, say, rubber ring I had with me, that I'd gone into the water with, that the air had come out. So, I mean, I hadn't even had that to support me in the water, and I was a non-swimmer.
Yeah.
And I remember sort of rushing at the beach and saying to my mum, mummy, I nearly drowned.
Mm.
And she said, yes, but you're fine, dear, have a sandwich, you know.
Yeah.
And that was, we sort of handed over the picnic lunch and just sort of sat down and ate. And it was like my big moment had gone, you know, I'd missed it.
But you didn't
and
remember
so
it.
And so watching television on that particular day, I remembered this experience. And that sort of set me on my journey, really. I was just desperate to find out more.
Mm.
And find out if the experience that I'd had was what this woman had been talking about. Did I experience an angel or not? And I just sort of set out on a journey to find out.
Yeah, wow. So do you get messages from your dreams? What can... Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, mainly the experiences that I have are messages in dreams.
Mm.
I also get a lot of what I call coincidences. But, I mean, they're more... I suppose you'd really call them synchronicity, where I'll ask for help. And then, coincidentally, the help that I've asked for, I've put out into the universe, if you like, or asked the angels for,
yeah.
the help that I've asked for sort of comes to me by, you know, many series of coincidences. So mainly the experiences that I have come that way, although I have heard what people would call angel music. I've had those sorts of experiences. So, I mean, I've had all sorts of different types of phenomena, but I don't really see angels, which is what I think people assume that I do, but I don't, not really.
Yeah. What's the angel music?
Well, my daughter was unwell this one day, and she'd fallen asleep on our bathroom floor, lying on a pile of towels and old sheets and things like that.
Mm.
And she'd been, you know, really quite sick for hours and hours and hours. I was just dropping off to sleep, and I was a very tired mum. And I sort of, she called me again for sort of perhaps the 20th time that day. And as I got out of bed, I remember feeling really tired and sort of, I'd been reading a book about angels earlier on in the day, and I sort of yelled out to nobody in particular, you know, if there is such a thing as angels, you come and look after you can look after her, my daughter. Mm. You look after her because I'm too tired. I was just being sort of grumpy, really.
Yeah.
And as I opened the bathroom door, I could hear this music playing in the room. And I couldn't work out where the music was coming from.
Mm.
And I sort of climbed in the bath and looked out of the window to see if there was music was playing outside, and it wasn't. And I walked downstairs and sort of searched around to see if, you know, perhaps something, the radio had come on by accident, or I'd left the television on, or something like that. And it was nothing. And I went back upstairs and opened the door again. And I could still hear music playing in this room. And I even looked around to see if, you know, perhaps something had, I don't know, a radio had been left in there or what have you. There was nothing.
Wow.
And this music was just playing. And it just sounded like a sort of, well, I suppose the beautiful choir sound, perhaps is the only way I can describe it.
Yeah.
And I thought I must be going completely crazy. So, and I, even to the point where it was sort of, you know, it was midnight, and I thought, well, you know, perhaps I'll wake my husband up. I don't know if that would have gone down too well, but, you know, I was very tempted to wake him up and say, come and listen to this music, because it was so strange. But then I decided I'd better not, because I might get into trouble for doing that. So I wrote down on a piece of paper next to the bed, I wrote down what had happened because I thought in the morning I'm going to wake up.
May forget.
And I'm going to say it was just a dream. It didn't happen. And I got into bed and went to sleep. My daughter was fine, incidentally. She was okay, perfectly okay. So perhaps the angels did come to help her out. I don't know. But she slept through the night and she was fine.
Mm.
And I woke up the next morning. The first thing that happened was I remembered this strange music I'd heard the night before. And there was a piece of paper by the bed with it all written down. And again, it was a mystery because I knew that I'd experienced it. I knew that I'd written it down. There it was, literally written down. And again, I spent sort of hours on the internet trying to find out what it was. And all these things sort of helped me to go out and research the phenomena more.
Isn't that interesting? Wow. In this new book you've got, which is actually your ninth book, Dear Angel Lady.
Thank you.
Yeah, lots of questions in there, actually. I like the way you've set it up. You've got chapters in there, and you've set it up with, actually, people have written into you, and they've asked questions, and you've just answered them. So,
yeah, I mean, I get, because I write for several magazines here, I have people write to me from all over the world, and I meet everywhere. Including Australia, obviously, places like Japan even. I mean, really, everywhere you can think of, people write to me from all over the world.
Mm.
And a lot of the questions are asked again and again and again.
Yeah.
And I do answer every question that people write and ask me for. They email me, they write me letters. But, I mean, it takes a very long time, as you can imagine. Mm. So I just thought it made sense to add some of these questions in a book and share the answers with people so that, you know, rather than me writing to one person, I was writing to thousands in one go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to write it in an intimate way so people felt as if they were almost picking up somebody's mail, you know, that they were actually reading the letters, as I do. And a lot of those are stored, people's stories. Well, I've left the stories in behind the questions because I think they're fascinating to read.
Oh, that's a great read. Jackie, I've got a question. Can everyone make contact with an angel?
Yeah, I think so. I think the biggest lesson really is that people think that if they ask for an angel experience, that an angel is just going to sort of jump into the middle of the room.
Because
I think that's what they think is going to happen, and it isn't.
Yeah.
I think what we have to remember is that angels are beings of light, and I mean they're not sort of made of flesh and bones in the way that humans are.
Yeah.
And our human bodies have very limited ability to perceive the world around us. So I mean we know, for example, that many birds can see better than we can, and dogs have better hearing than we do, for example, that type of thing. And this works in the same way that we know that things exist that our human eyes just cannot see. So for the most part, we're not going to see an angel.
Mm.
I mean, people do see them if they are Perhaps if they're unconscious, if they're very seriously ill, sometimes people can see them.
Mm.
Because we're in a sort of a different state of consciousness, then you can see them.
Yeah.
But what angels are more likely to do is they're more likely to leave you something like a little white feather. Little white feathers are the calling cards of the angels. So you ask for a little sign that they're around and you'll find a little feather. Or, I mean, you might be lucky enough to hear the music, as I did. That's quite rare. Sometimes people will have experience in dreams, which I do all the time.
Mm.
So I think it's just a matter of ask for a little sign and then just be open to all sorts of different things.
I think it's a matter of actually being open, and because there will be lots of people, or possibly lots of people, or maybe few people, listening to this interview and are quite sceptical and think it's a load of hogwash. And but the thing is, with anything, you just mold it into your lifestyle in some way, because angels really do offer hope and comfort, regardless if you do or don't see them, or if you do or don't believe them. Because comfort and hope is something that we all need through parts of our life, and why not fall on this sort of energy, an angel energy? It'll offer lots of people of help.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's. I mean, I understand why people might think that, that the belief in angels is a load of rubbish, or that, like you say, that it's a load of hogwash. I get that.
Mm.
But I think as long as you bear in mind what I just explained, the fact that if we, as human beings, we base our entire belief system on what we can see and what we can feel and what we can touch, which doesn't make any logical sense, because scientifically we know that our eyes can't see everything that there is.
Mm.
We know that for sure. For example, I mean, each side of the light spectrum, I mean, we see a very limited range of colours, say,
right.
For example, you know, the colours of the rainbow. But, I mean, outside of that, we have things like infrared and ultraviolet and X-rays, for example. Now, we know they exist, but we can't see them with our physical eyes.
Mm.
And we also know that there are many other things that we can't even measure yet that also exist outside of that light spectrum. And angels fall within that light area of the light spectrum that in our normal waking life we cannot see.
Mm.
And when you see, dogs are a great example. So, you know, dogs can hear things that we cannot hear. It doesn't mean that sound doesn't exist. Just because our ears can't pick up the sound. Because physically we're just not capable of doing that.
Mm.
So it just makes sense to be open to that, because we know scientifically there is so much more that exists than we're able to see, feel, hear, sense and touch.
I agree. Actually, I was reading a statistic in your book and it said, I was actually quite surprised. It said, I think it was about 45% of males believe that there are angels, or maybe 35%, and 50% of women believe that there are angels. That was from...
more women believe than men. And I don't really know why that is. I mean, I've noticed a big change even in the last 6 months or so, where at one point, I mean, if I did, I ran a workshop, for example, I mean, the workshops at one point, I would have probably 99% women.
Yeah.
And then it just occasionally, you know, we'd have a man would attend, very brave man. But now, and even things like, I mean, I'm on all the social networking sites like Facebook and Twitter and all these different things.
Mm.
And, you know, again, even then when I first started, it was all women that I was connected to. And now there are many more men who are now sort of saying, well, maybe there's something to this. I'm going to keep an open mind. And I love that they're open-minded. I'm happy for a debate. I mean, you know, I'm quite happy to go for a good chat about it. But I think the fact that they're interested in and more open to it now, I think is a good way to advance.
Times are definitely changing, Jackie. Would you agree?
Absolutely.
Mm. What have you noticed? Because you've written lots of books. And what have you noticed as time's gone by with feedback to your books? What have you noticed?
Well, I think when I first started, I mean, I live in a very small village here, small community.
Mm.
And I think when I first started, I'm sure I was sort of seen very much as the crazy, you know, the local crazy woman.
Mm.
And that's changed now. I think people respect and acknowledge the fact that I have some expertise on the subject, and they no longer laugh at the subject. They're now interested in finding out a little bit more. I think things like the internet have helped enormously because information is now available very, very easily at the touch of a button.
Yeah.
And if people do have an experience, rather than perhaps keeping it to themselves because they're frightened of being laughed at, you know, now it's easy to sort of tap a search word onto the internet and find, you know, hundreds, potentially thousands of people who've had similar experiences.
Mm.
So that does make it easier to share, knowing that you're not the only one.
Yeah, no, it's a great forum, the internet, for especially for these sorts of spiritual ideas.
Oh, definitely. Mm. Yeah, definitely. And I think this is probably why I get so much post, where, you know, I'd say literally I get hundreds of thousands of people write to me from all over the world. So this, you know, this new book, Dear Angel Lady, is a really useful way of saying, you know, have a look at the questions in the book first of all.
Mm.
You know, and if you've still got further questions, I'm happy to help you. But it just means that I'm reaching lots of people in one go, which is obviously is much easier for me.
Is that your purpose in life, Jackie? Reach as many people as you can? Mm.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I feel as if this is my life path. I feel now I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm. I work not just with angel experiences, but afterlife experiences as well. So sometimes when people write and share an angel experience, they're talking about a deceased loved one that's passed over.
Mm.
And I explain about how deceased loved ones, as well as angels, will appear in dream visits. And these types of experiences are very healing for people who are grieving.
Mm.
And, I mean, it fascinates me, and I spend all day and all night researching it. And I often don't go to bed till the early hours of the morning because I love what I do. And the greatest satisfaction comes when somebody writes to me and they say that they've lost a loved one, maybe through tragic circumstances, and they were so distressed that they considered maybe taking their own life even.
Mm.
And then they've read one of my books, and they understand about the phenomena of how loved ones will come back in dreams and let you know that they're okay,
yeah,
that they've made it safely to another place. And it changes their life. It's very healing for people, and they feel able to sort of move on somewhat, knowing that there is something else after this life.
Mm.
And that's very important to me. It's very satisfying to see that people can carry on, that they can go out there and keep going with their life and live. I mean, we all have to grieve. You can't stop the grieving process. But I think if you could, you know, these stories do help more than just a little bit, definitely.
Mm. Well, that's great. Jackie, before we have to wrap it up, can you just share with one of your most favourite stories, whether it's from one of your books or wherever, just in regards to angel visitations and those sorts of things?
Oh, do you know, there are so many. It's very difficult to even pick one. But I'll tell you one of my own experiences.
Please. Yeah.
I will. As I said, my own father, I lost my own father 2 years ago. In fact, it's just literally coming up to 2 years ago. And after my dad passed away, he visited many members of the family and let us know that he was okay. He showed us what happened when he died.
Mm.
He told us about experiences that he'd had when he reached the side, who he met, everything. So it was very interesting for us, and, you know, we started recording those experiences.
Mm.
And one day he came to me in a dream 6 months after he died, and he said to me, your mum's not well, and he showed me a picture of her lying in a hospital bed.
Mm.
And I was sitting at the foot of the bed on a chair, and he said to me, no matter what the doctors say, your mum is going to be fine, and you girls, meaning myself and my sisters, you girls mustn't worry, your mum's going to be fine.
Mm.
So the next morning, I told my mum about the dream and my sisters, and we all had a good laugh about it because my mum was never, ever ill.
Mm.
And then just a few days later, my poor mum had a heart attack.
Wow.
And was rushed into hospital. And I was sitting at the foot of the bed exactly as my dad had shown me in the dream. And I said to my mum, Mum, don't worry, because I said, don't forget what Dad said in the dream. Dad's told me you're going to be absolutely fine.
Mm.
Anyway, the doctors did lots and lots of tests on her. And they said, you know, you need to be taking these tablets. In fact, really, you should have been taking tablets. And what they did is they gave her a great bag full of tablets to take home with her. So she'd gone from taking nothing to suddenly she was taking all these different tablets every day.
Mm.
And they said, you know, you'll be fine. Now you're taking the tablets. And they actually let her home the next day.
Wow.
But it was just a relief of knowing that she was going to be okay. And she's been fine. I mean, she's been absolutely fine. But it was just sort of 6 months after losing my dad. And, of course, we were all terrified that something, you know, that something dreadful was going to happen. But just as Dad showed me in the dream, she was absolutely fine and went home the next day.
Mm. Very lucky, Jackie.
Yeah, indeed.
Thanks for spending time with us today. I really appreciate your time and your stories. It's been great.
Oh, you're most welcome. Thank you for inviting me. It's been fabulous.
Pleasure. I'd like to speak to you again sometime too, Jackie.
Yeah, that would be. I'd love that.
Great.
Love that.
Thanks. And that was Jackie Newcombe, who's the author of Dear Angel Lady. It's got some great stories in there. I'd recommend a read. It's fascinating stuff. And thanks for being with us today on Living is Easy. I'm John Petrozzi. And to listen to this and other podcasts, just visit our website, which is livingiseasy.com.au, and have a flick through and send us some feedback if you like. And that's all we have time for. Until next time, stay well and stay happy.